you have a Bible I can swear on? No, Steve has told me.
Steve says done, huh?
Steve has said we are going to go south in the winter.
And all right, we're ready?
Okay, we're ready.
He's in Florida right now, so it's not fair.
We're ready.
All right, I will call us to order, saving the best for last. Budget work session with the recorder. And we can go through and do whatever you guys want to do. I have no questions. You are the most frugal elected official I've ever seen.
Thank you.
And it is appreciated. And
I mean, if you come in with almost a 25% increase in revenue and only a half a percent increase in expenditures,
who in government has more revenues by $100,000 has more revenue than expenditure?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the nature of the recorder.
I did a little quick figuring this morning. For the end of the third quarter, our revenues ended at $407,397. So we are really close to the projected revenues for the end of the year, and we're only halfway through. We ended up in 2011, we recorded 13,373 documents. In 2012, we recorded 17,790. That's an increase of 4,417 documents. December was unreal with all the property changing hands. And
anywhere you can find me $50 so I can at least say we took something.
No. Absolutely not.
Sue, that was the answer I was expecting.
There's just nothing here. It's the way a budget is supposed to look. And I'm just really, really appreciative. It looks to me like we're wanting to reestimate this year.
Right.
You're comfortable with where that is, reestimated to?
Right. There's a lot of refinancing going on. Like I said, in December, the amount of farmland that changed hands was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it.
About $17,000 an acre for it.
We haven't even seen that yet. So, and I know, we heard over and over people were worried about what Congress was going to do. There was a lot of property that wasn't even taxable, that transferred in and out of trust, that was gifts to family members, forming new LLCs. So I wouldn't even begin to estimate the amount of land that changed hands in December. It was just pretty crazy.
Anything else you want to share with us?
No. I have one question for you guys, though. And I know that, the Government Restructuring Committee talked about security. And I'm just wondering, are we going to do anything about that this year?
In terms of this building?
In terms of this building.
We're working hard to try to have that front desk staffed all the time. We're looking at the possibilities of putting a camera system in the building. We have not made any commitments yet. We continue to try to work through the front desk. We're going to look at and something we're going to ask you to work with us on is we're going to look at the possibility of one-stop permitting.
Include in permits.
Well, at this point, because the conversation just started, we include everything we do. And where it rests right now is I've asked Jessica Reynolds to take a look at, by code, what we're allowed to do, which will give us kind of the parameters of our conversation. And then we're going to find some parts in there that are realistic and some that aren't, and we'll just have the conversation.
So we will all be brought into that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And like I say, it rests with Jessica right now simply because I felt like the starting point was, okay, what could we do?
Probably not a lot in my office.
Probably not. Yeah.
Going right now, nobody'd want the DNR registration. anyway.
Okay, so that's where that stands.
Okay. You hate to bring up what's happened in other parts of the country, but we're on first floor. We're probably one of the more vulnerable offices, and so I worry about the safety of my own staff.
Sure.
One thing we are going to have countywide training. The sheriff's office has offered. We don't have a date set for it yet. Alice training. Uh-huh. So, you know, we're going to...
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Right. We just, you know, they're really busy right now going out into the schools.
I understand.
So,
I understand.
We'll look at it. It'll probably be next fiscal year, but...
The other part, I guess, kind of related to that is we're looking at a new phone system countywide, and part of that new phone system would be that if somebody from your office called 911, they'd actually know what phone it was coming from.
That would be a good
and,
idea.
And panic buttons on the phones.
Oh, that's a
so
good idea.
So we're working through all of that, so nothing absolutely to report to you, but we are trying to work through some
okay.
of that.
Well, like I said, we're on the first floor. We're right inside the front door. It makes us maybe a little more susceptible to whatever might happen,
sure.
if it happens. And we hope it doesn't.
I think it all starts at Markley's desk. That's branches out from there.
Okay. I'm the mean one.
Didn't we do the software for the 911? Didn't we before your brother left?
There was something that I think that they can at least tell if we call 911. What
yeah,
floor
I think the 911 is okay, but I don't
I thought
think
it was
we get caller ID
was
for.
I thought it was the building and the floor.
Oh, maybe
they
so.
Went through and programmed, but I could be wrong.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
but I thought it was building and yes. floor, so that they would at least know if it came from the recorder's office. It's the administration
right,
building
the
floor one. They wouldn't. Know which office,
right?
But I think.
What do I have to do now?
Ask. Oh my!
He would.
Please don't.
We'll let them know you're calling them.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. All anything right. else?
No, that's it.
We get you out of here in time, one.
Absolutely.
All right, Sue.
Well,
thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.